So, Gabe, you got your first box from Fashion Stork. Need to tell me all about it.
Well, I got to say it was pretty exciting. I mean, when you get that box, when it comes in, you know you have some items inside of there that you probably wouldn't have picked yourself. So you open up the box and you see 2 to 4 items that have been specifically picked out by a stylist. I personally had like a blue bomber jacket. I probably would have never purchased something like that in my whole entire life. Had a gray thermal underneath. And then they got me these really cool blue and black socks. I got to say, I cannot wait. I literally, seriously cannot wait for my next box to show up.
The socks are really awesome, by the way. I like
those. Thank you.
Because the coolest part is you actually have a personalized stylist who kind of picked those things for you, right? And then they wrote you a note too.
Yeah, the stylist was really cool. I mean, it seemed as though I had like my own best friend picking my clothes for me. That was the cool thing about it. And they were nice enough to put in a return label. Shipping is free. Didn't have to worry about anything. It was $75 for the box. And I got to tell you, man, the items inside cost well over $100. So I definitely saved some money.
Well, now I know what I'm going to get all the guys in my life for the holidays. To get your box, be sure to go to fashionstork.com.
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans, I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
Go's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Scoreboard Update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets are on sale at NUSports.com. For the Bears, man, they love bad news. Well, if they don't, they're going to have to get used to it because that's all that's happened this season. And for Marquise Wilson, again, more bad news. A broken foot has him out for probably the rest of the year, certainly for the Sunday game against the Packers coming up. So for head coach John Fox, does that mean he goes on injured reserve?
Right now, I mean, we're not having IR'd him at this point. They're still evaluating what exactly they're going to do. So we'll keep you posted, on any updates.
And they're not sure yet if he's going to have surgery on that foot. So no Wilson for Sunday at Soldier Field. No Eddie Royal either. He has been ruled out as well. But Vikings running back Adrian Peterson is close to a return. In fact, he says he will play on Sunday against the Colts. He's coming back from a torn meniscus. Former Cubs closer Aroldis Chapman in a conference call with New York media today. He's back with the Yankees now on that $86 million contract. Anyway, he said that he did not like the way he was used during the World Series this year. He said that the 9th inning in Game 6, he never should have pitched after throwing the 7th and 8th innings prior to that. And if you'll recall, Chapman gave up the game-tying home run in Game 7. And, of course, the Cubs won the World Series anyway, but Chapman not happy with the way he was used there. Boy, the Bulls have had all kinds of trouble, and lately anyway. And they lost last night to the Bucks in Milwaukee, and they'll get a chance against them again tonight. They're going to be here this time at the United Center facing the Bucks. The Blackhawks are off until tomorrow. They'll play in St. Louis. And Tiger Woods is the lead designer of a championship golf course that will be built in Jackson Park. This update brought to you by Newmail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. And caring and compassionate presence medical group doctors are available when and where you need them. You can even book appointments for evenings and weekends with hundreds of doctors and office locations. There's one near you, so just go to presencehealth.org/docs to find a Presence Medical Group doctor today. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the home of the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley. They'll break down Bears, Packers, and coverage throughout the day on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Sunrise Chevrolet, the bright way to buy.
Scores at Bernstein.
Dan and Terry, the killer bees.
Afternoons on the Score.
I know the Alshon Jeffrey thing is sort of front and center. I don't know if you're hearing any differently. I really don't think that this is some major question. There is nothing in this scenario, nothing from what we know about the people involved that tells me that he wants to be back or that the Bears want him back. I would be stunned.
I was told immediately after the steroids thing, that's it, you can forget it. John Fox will not be interested in having him back. Doesn't seem to be a lot of love there, does there?
Fours and Bernstein, Chicago's longest-running sports talk show.
Greg Gabriel.
I think after 3 weeks from now, we have seen the last of Alshon Jeffrey, and the main reason why, and it really has nothing to do with, well, it has something to do with John Fox, but it's really this whole regime that's in here. The suspension for the PEDs, he hasn't been reliable for this regime that's in here, and I think that given the money that they got to pay him, you know, he's on the franchise tag this year, to sign him to a long-term contract, it's obviously going to cost a lot of money. I think he's gone, as well as Jay Cutler. And between the two of them, you're going to have more than $30 million in cap space. You know, the Bears will be able to go out and get some more players with.
Boris and Bernstein, they deal in negativity. I call them trash dealers.
Dan Bernstein. Barry Rosner.
It's a Friday on the road. It's a business trip.
I've got to work.
Boris and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It looks to me like the first flurries of the evening expected snow have begun outside the plate glass window at the entrance of Old Town Pub and Eatery in Geneva. The Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour finishing up our 2016 run thanks to our fine friends, our dear friends at Bud Light. You can raise one to right now, and we are doing that. It's been 10 years. The Tavern Tour that began right here in this very room 10 years ago. This is the 287th stop for the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. And those are just part of the number of remotes that the Boris and Bernstein Show has done. The most public, most available, most out and about show in Chicago radio history by leaps and bounds. No other program that has ever been on the air in the city has brought itself out to people as often as this one has. And it's a point of pride, considering how combative and acerbic we can be.
Speak for yourself.
Those who say, hey, Bernstein, it's easy for you to say behind a mic. Well, this show has been behind the mics, but in front of people in the public more than any show that there's ever been in this town. And I'd put it up against any show anywhere in any major city. We have right now for caller number 6 of the contest line, 312-591-6700, a spot for the winner and 3 guests to join Mully and Hanley at the 2016 Score Holiday Broadcast. Winners receive the breakfast buffet, soft drinks, and the chance to win great prizes. Brought to you by The Score, Chicago's number one sports talk radio station. Yeah, if you're just joining us, Mike Freeman of Bleacher Report, their senior NFL columnist, he has written today, John Fox is likely gone. The coaches and officials with whom Bleacher Report spoke believe. And one of the names that has come up for this spot is Lions offensive coordinator Jim Bob Cooter.
Not exactly your Jim Harbaugh dream.
No, it's not. Although this, I would be included as one of his enemies, I guess, in simply dreaming that the McCaskies hop on a private plane.
You're just trying to hurt his recruiting? Is that what you're doing?
Right, yeah, because I just don't like Harbaugh or Michigan. I would just, no, just my dream that they would just say, hey, write down a number if there's a number, and if you don't take the meeting unless he's got a number. And if he has a number, you sit down in front of him, you work it out, you agree to agree, and then he leaves Michigan, and that's that.
I just wonder if this is true. What does it mean for Ryan Pace? Because, I mean, you've had all these rumors about whether they're really examining everything from top to bottom with Chicago Bears at this point, which seems fair to me after 2 years. I don't know how far you think you've come in 2 years, but your record is worse than Mark Trestman's was over the course of 2 years.
As I understand it, if Mike Freeman's report is indeed true, we have no choice at the moment but to read this as Ryan Pace firing John Fox.
But wait a minute. I thought I thought Ryan Pace had no, he had no power up there, that John Fox had all the power.
My understanding was that John Fox had accrued more power than he had when he arrived, or more power than was initially laid out.
So was John Fox forced upon Ryan Pace?
I don't think forced upon, but I do think it was negotiated. I do think there was some persuasion. I don't think he was his first choice. We know for sure
This is just so Bears.
It wasn't immediately Pace's hire, but if
this is all so Bears.
Let's put it this way. If things are working correctly, if the power structure is as we were told it was when Pace was hired,
But it already wasn't, because they had already essentially decided on Fox at that point.
If it is not Ryan Pace having the power and making the decision to remove John Fox, if it's not that, then who knows what's going on and something's already completely wrong, even if you're letting Pace now go get his guy.
The completely wrong is the right way to look at it.
We simply haven't heard enough from Ryan Pace to get
any witness idea. Protection. It's in witness protection. Nobody knows where Ryan Pace is. Or what he's doing.
No, and I know that they don't have to talk. There's no rule that mandates they talk like coaches, and there aren't.
No, but a good general manager shows up when things are at their worst.
That's when he's available. That's when he's responsible. That's when he's accountable.
That's when he shows up and answers questions. That's what you're supposed to do if you're really in charge.
We were talking basketball before, too, about the Bulls opponent both last night and tonight. A note from Christopher Komka of Comcast Sportsnet Chicago. Here is the list of players who have averaged as follows for a season. 20 points, 5 assists, 5 rebounds, 2 steals, and 2 blocks.
Oscar Robertson?
Nope.
Michael Jordan?
Nope. It's 20, 5, 5, 2, and 2 for a season. It's a trick question, because there's only one name on the list, and those are numbers that are in progress so far this season.
Oh, that's our guy.
Giannis Antetokounmpo is the only player. Were his numbers to currently hold, he is the only person who at any point has averaged, or at least would given a certain number of games, has averaged 20 points, 5 assists, 5 rebounds, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. Right now, Antetokounmpo, so far in 2016-2017, that is it.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Tell you, Stacy.
That's close enough.
Just call him uh-oh, because that's a problem for you for a long, long time. I'm surprised. I would have said Oscar, too. I just maybe the blocks number. 20,
say it again. 25.
5 assists, 5 rebounds, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. It sounds like somebody should have done it, right?
Really? Except for the blocks, it sounds like Michael.
It's hard to average 2 blocks a game when you're a guard.
Yeah.
Because in 89, I'd like to look at his 89 numbers, because...
When Doug made him the point guard, he went on some phenomenal roll.
That was great timing for me, too. Because in 89, as a, sophomore... And when that was going on in college.
And you had nothing better to do than to watch games every night.
Oh, all the time. And the Michael Jordan, Larry Bird arguments with the hardest core Larry Bird fans. And I said, look, I would say Jordan's better. He's just better. You know, Bird even had said so by that point himself. And they... No, Larry, it's all about Larry, And that happened to be the streak that he went. Like, every day I would have the USA Today and just be like, highlighting the Jordan stat line of the ridiculous numbers. I should go back and look at
that. Yeah, Dan, in 88-89,
yes.
It was the blocks. He never averaged 2 blocks in his career.
Never, right. So that's... like I say, for a guard, even a guard as strong defensively as he was, it's really hard to do.
Yeah, he had a game against the Pistons at the stadium that was just... he did everything in that game, still couldn't win the game, including getting in a fight. He did
He's a Gordie Howe. Is that going after the Gordie Howe hat trick?
No, he did that too. Absolutely everything, and couldn't beat the Pistons by himself. And he was entirely by himself. But Doug had no choice. because they had no guard. They had no point guard.
This is some stuff from Jeff in Roscoe Village, who does all kinds of real solid NBA analysis. If you want to follow him on Twitter, he's at JFEY5, the numeral 5 on Twitter. It's always good stuff. And he writes for some publications as well, does analysis for several basketball publications. He says, the Bulls may very well finish with a better record than the Bucks this year. But because neither team has a real shot at a title, the only thing that really matters when these two match up is that the Bucks have two players in Giannis and Jabari Parker at 21 and 22 years of age, respectively, that will provide a better future for that organization than a 27-year-old Butler and the pile of underperforming mid-late first-round picks they're currently relying on for the future. Both Giannis and Parker still have their deficiencies. Butler continues to emerge as one of the best players in the NBA. But given the effort Butler has to exert on a nightly basis, causing him to potentially wear down much the same way others have, and given the progress yet to be made by both the Bucks' young stars, not trading Jimmy Butler this summer and getting real young stars instead of relying on mid-late first-round picks for their internal development remains perplexing. I understand getting Wade was more about supporting Butler and potentially acquiring superstars next summer, but that's a lot of free agency hope for a team that struggles coming through in that area. The only player the Bulls have as young as Giannis and Parker is Portis. And that's scary, because the Bulls are going to have to battle those two for the next 10 years if the Bulls can retain them. Yeah, that's... That is scary. And he does note that Jordan in 89 was the only player to average more than 30 points, more than 8 rebounds, more than 8 assists, and more than 2 steals.
Yeah, so there you go. I was close. You're
right.
I was close.
He does own a record for that season. Well, it was just so good. It was just every day getting that. You get to USA Today. Hey, by the way, see Michael Jordan's stat line last night? How about this? How did Larry do last night? Oh, yeah, he was lying down in front of the bench on his stomach. Yeah. Yeah. How'd your guy do?
I mean, you had Pippen still trying to figure it out. You had Horace still trying to figure it out. You had what, Paxson as your point guard?
Now he's trying to figure it out.
Still trying to right figure it out.
At the moment.
B.J. Armstrong doing his B.J. thing. Yeah,
Hodges.
Yeah.
I know it's ick, but you can at least get some assists kicking it out to him every once in a while. But yes, in general, I think I'm with you on the ick.
Yeah. No, he was alone pretty much every night. It was really remarkable to watch, too. I mean, essentially, Michael had been taking the ball up most of the time anyway, but he finally just put him in an official spot and said, run everything through you every single time.
Yeah, because Doug is a lot of things, but isn't one of them. Doug might be crazy, but he's not dumb.
That was the famous playoff game where I think it was against the Knicks, where it was final possession, and he said this during the post-game press conference. He said, get the ball to Michael and everybody get the bleep out of the way. He said that on live TV during the press conference.
He said that after the fact as his explanation?
Yeah, he said, so what'd you run there, Doug? Well, I said, get the ball to Michael and everybody get the heck out of the way.
But it was get the F out of the way, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Would love that. I have that somewhere.
On tape?
Yes.
Oh, wow, seriously?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, come on.
I'll find it.
You better.
Before the end of the year.
We got to talk about it now for you to realize you have that on a little micro cassette somewhere.
I've got one of those little tiny cassette tapes.
Your dictaphone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or a little tiny tape recorder.
You're the guy putting the... No, I can't say it. It's not going to come out right. But
be careful, Dan.
I was like thinking the same thing. Like, oh, right. Look out.
Right, because it has been a while since I've heard myself say the word dictaphone. But that's what it was called. And the microcassette recorder, the brand name, right? It was a dictaphone.
Yes.
In which you would dictate. That's what they're note to self, right? That's so I guess I can't follow through.
Note to self, careful what I say.
Yes, note to self, be very, very careful with how you use the term dictaphone.
All right, I got to find that.
Thank you.
I actually know where it is because I went looking for that Zimmer tape after Zimmer died.
Oh, yeah.
When he's going off on the umpires.
Yeah. How was the quality of that? I don't remember.
Very good.
Well, then I want to hear that. That is Barry Rosner in for Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein, bottom of the hour. The second half comes your way. I've got some notes about some exciting news in Chicago golf. So some pretty cool stuff might be going on the south side. And more to get to as well on WSCR The Score.
Tonight, on the third day of Cubs Miss, the score gave to me a John Lester walk-off bus. rally back from a 6-0 deficit to beat Seattle 7-6 on July 31st on the score.
Lester is going to bunt. It's out in front of the plate. Here comes Hayward. He scores.
Hey, don't miss this historic game tonight at 10 on the 12 Days of Cubsmas on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, presented by Blue Man Group. No silent nights here.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Grainger, for the ones who get it done. The only thing more incredible than Seattle head coach Pete Carroll calling for a fake punt deep in his own end late in the fourth quarter of a 3-touchdown beatdown was his response to his punter getting hurt after he called it.
Obviously, the play of the night was John Ryan's play. We were counting on that for our rushing yardage for the night. We got a chance, so that helped us.
Wow, Pete, really? My man really enjoyed embarrassing the Rams the way he did by running it up late with that fake punt. So much so that it didn't seem to bother him in the least that his punter suffered a concussion and was hospitalized because of it. Absolutely no reason to call that play in that situation. And if you're going to, then your punter John Ryan has got to get down before somebody gets a chance to clean his clock. And he ended up paying a price for it, but his coach should have never put him in that position in the first place. I'm Jim Rome.
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans, I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
33.
Hello there, friends. It's Matt Abaticola.
And Dan Bernstein.
And if you're in the market for a new mattress, well, then you have to check out Mattress Firm during their year-end closeout sale.
Huge year-end savings, up to 50% off select floor models, up to 60% off accessories while supplies last. Plus, you can save up to $500 store-wide on the best brands like Sealy, Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster, and more. And importantly, as always, sleep happy with no interest financing for 5 years.
Yeah, that might be the key for you to take a look at one of the mattresses that Dan and I have. We both have the Tempur-Breeze with the adjustable base. Maybe you've looked and you said, man, it's just so pricey, but you can do it 5 years, no interest financing. And they also have queen sets that start as low as $179.99.
The Tempur-Breeze from Tempur-Pedic really is something, and it is worth checking out. Take my word for it. You get that adjustable base. Like today, for example, it was hard enough just getting up out of bed at 5:45. But then you gotta, you know, you get out in the cold, and I got to drive my daughter to the train. And then I'm driving back, and I'm thinking, you know, my plan is to go right back up into the Tempur-Breeze and grab the Friday New York Times crossword puzzle and just spend a few extra minutes up there, because I'm telling you, it's the mattress that calls to you and says, you know, come on back and get back under the covers for a little while on a cold day.
Yeah, the savings are great for the year-end closeout sale, that no interest financing, and the great store-wide low prices. But the best thing about Mattress Firm is the fact that the people that work there, they are number one sleep experts. They know their mattresses inside and out. They will walk you through their process to find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. And number two, they're great people, and they will treat you like a guest in their home, not just a guy off the street buying a mattress. So here's what you do. Check out the year-end closeout sale at Mattress Firm. You go to mattressfirm.com. You find the location nearest to you. You get in there. You save some money. You get a new mattress. You sleep better, and you feel happy, and you feel better every day. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry in for great last-minute deals on the perfect holiday gift, like a Stanley 68-piece mechanics tool set with rolling tool chest for only $79. Plus, get up to 30% off select holiday items. Lowe's. Save time, save money, save the holidays. Tool offer valid 12/14 through 12/24. Holiday offer applies to items marked with yellow price clearance labels. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, all sales final. Holiday clearance items are non-refundable. See store for details. U.S. only.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th
and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared, now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward at the University of Illinois Springfield. You'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Everyone loves free things, and everyone loves gifts, but free things rarely make great gifts. A free ZTE Maven 2 smartphone when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone is an exception. It makes a great gift. Free chips and salsa from Nacho Jimmy's, not so great. A ZTE Maven 2 with the AT&T 4G LTE network, great. A free pamphlet on Transcendental Enlightenment you got from a weird guy at the airport, not great. So, this holiday season, give the greatest free gift you can give by giving that special someone a free ZTE Maven 2 when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone for $30. Don't give them a free keychain from Big Mo's Muffler or a handful of after-dinner mints. Free? Yes. Gift-worthy? No. So hurry into AT&T for the best free gift of the holiday season.
All France 12/31/16 online in select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. 4G LTE not available everywhere. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone.
Wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you will love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them the score sent you.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So Barry found the actual play against the Knicks that was the subject of the Doug Collins comment about give the ball to Michael and everybody get the bleep out of the way. So then Barry has looked up Jordan's line, the stat line for a 6-game playoff series.
6-game series averaged 41.5 minutes, 35.7 points, 9.5 rebounds, 8.3 assists, 2.5 steals, and 1.3 blocks.
What were his percentages?
He shot 81% from the line. Field goal percentage, 55.
How many free throws did he shoot total?
83.
Thank you.
83.
My vision's going, but I can still see that from here.
Walked me right into that one.
I sure did. You know, I mentioned it to my doctor because he's, you know, he always let a check every couple of years, and he says, "So anything else I need to know?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "You know, sometimes I get to a restaurant, and if it's dimly lit, I find myself have to struggling to read some of the print on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
And he put his hand on my shoulder and he said, it happens at 44. I said, seriously? He said, yep. He said, that is almost exactly the age for most otherwise healthy men. I said, right around 44, even if your vision has been perfect and you've been proud of it, it doesn't matter. That's going to start to be trouble for you.
Yeah, that sounds just about right. And it's really aggravating, too, because up to that point, you got this. I mean, at one point, I had like 20/15 vision, and then one day you wake up, and if it's dark, you can't read anything anymore.
And
it's really aggravating.
And that's why the iPhone has the thingy. The little light thingy that I've learned is a very valuable thingy to have, just to shine it at people. And occasionally, if the children are bothering you, you just shine it in their eyes and wave it at them. And it was hard for me, and I noticed it too, because I've got to read a lot of small labels now to help my daughter carb count for insulin coverage. And like, we're just trying to see how many carbs in a serving. And some of these on like a roll of Life Savers or something, you can't read it.
Oh no, you got no chance.
You can't read it. Yeah. I'm going to need like dial reader glasses or something.
Speaking of children, and from the you reap what you sow category, this morning I felt a sneeze coming on.
Uh-huh.
So I grab a Kleenex.
Right.
I drop the Kleenex under the kitchen table.
Oh.
And as I'm bending down to get it,
yeah.
I have this violent sneeze.
You could really hurt yourself
that
way.
And I smash my forehead on the table. I mean, really hard, really hard. And your reaction, I turn around, and my 19-year-old is laughing that hard.
That's a great dumb injury. I mean, I've pulled a muscle in my back sneezing before.
I turn around and she's laughing so hard, and then I'm laughing that hard, and we only wished we had had it on video.
You give yourself a sneeze concussion. So you literally hit your head on the table.
She's crying. There are tears running down her face.
That is the appropriate response. That is absolutely the appropriate response.
The shame is that we didn't have a video of it, because that would have been phenomenal.
Oh, a Batacola with a great little life hack. For a guy who could barely see his hand in front of his face, he certainly put this to work. He said, for stuff you can't read, use your phone, take a picture, and then zoom in on the photo. I would never have thought of that.
Neither would I. That's a great idea. Thank you, Maddie.
That is a great little life hack. I like that. That's tremendous. Ooh, my kids are going to think I'm cool now. Watch this.
No, they won't.
I know. I never will. That's over. That's over until like I help them with a down payment on a house.
That was right? Over in fifth grade.
Right. I'll be writing a check for some college for, whatever, 200 grand it costs. I still won't be cool.
At some point, though, they'll begin again to appreciate your stupidity.
Yeah, when all of a sudden they realize that their kids' college fund started out with a chunk of money in it, then maybe then I'll get back some cachet, something. I hope.
No.
It really doesn't happen, does it?
Nope.
All right, we've got the second half coming up after we update you on the Bears.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Head to Punta Cana with Apple Vacations and your favorite Chicago Bears players this spring. Visit applevacations.com/bears for more info. Hello, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
Marquise Wilson's foot, his foot is broken. It is the same foot.
It's the third time the young receiver has broken his foot, which means Wilson may have played his last game for John Fox's Bears.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and predict that. I think obviously it's frustrating for Marquise and, he's working through it, and we'll kind of evaluate that as we go.
Meanwhile, the Bears welcome back Alshon Jeffrey Sunday against the Packers.
He missed it, and, we're excited to have him back. I think he's, I haven't really noticed any difference than before he left.
Veteran Eddie Royal out with a toe injury. Defensive tackle Eddie Goldman questionable, but he hasn't practiced all week with a bad ankle. This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears news every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Coach Collins and the Cats at Welsh Ryan Arena. Great matchups. Iowa, Indiana, Michigan. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. Mike Freeman of Bleacher Report now says John Fox, the head coach of the Bears, will likely be gone at the end of this season. Mentions Jim Bob Cooter as a potential replacement for Fox. Also, closer Aroldis Chapman during a reintroductory conference call with the Yankees today. says he thinks Cubs manager Joe Maddon used him inappropriately during the World Series, thought he should not have pitched a third inning in Game 6. Also in baseball, the Orioles announced the signing of former Cubs catcher Wellington Castillo. The Bulls, wow, they looked really bad last night against Milwaukee. A chance at redemption against the Bucks tonight. They are back home at the United Center. This update brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. Tis the season for holiday savings. Get to Chicagoland's centrally located BMW Center and get a $1,000 holiday credit on select new BMWs. Visit ElmhurstBMW.com today. And family and friends will like whatever you get them this holiday, but why not get them something they will love? A Panera Bread gift card. For every $50 in gift cards bought, get a $10 bonus card for yourself. Visit your local bakery cafe for more details. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the home of the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley, breaking down Bears, Packers, and coverage throughout the day on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
You come out in the second half, and it's bombs away.
And now, it's time to begin the second half.
On the first half of the show here on our final Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour stop of 2016 at Old Town Pub in Geneva, we talked Bears with Zach Zaidman. We talked some of the big college sports stories of the day with Jerry DiNardo. Talked a lot about the Bulls' listless performance last night and their chance for something mildly redemptive tonight if they just kind of try harder, but really confronting the fact that they might now have a rival in their division that is better than they are. That at this point in the development of a couple of young stars might just be better than they are. What else did we discuss?
We didn't really talk much about the Hawk game last night. Just briefly mentioned it. We'll get to that maybe later today.
The Mike Freeman report on John Fox being out. And that about sum it up.
Thank you. So the Bears yesterday practiced, I don't know if they went outside at all yesterday. When I saw them, they were indoors. When I saw it on TV, they were indoors with the doors open. Today, I think they practiced outside. Whenever this comes up, though, and I remember Trestman never really wanted to practice outside. Whenever this sort of weather occurs, I think back to that December game in 2010 against the Patriots in a blizzard at home. When Cutler threw for 152, two touchdowns, a 32.9 interceptions. He had a 32.9 QB rating. Brady threw for 369, two touchdowns, and a 113.4 rating. Same blizzard. Every possession, the Bears offense would go to the sideline, and they looked like they were somewhere in Alaska, the way that they were dressed. And Brady would just go sit down on the sideline. No coat, no mittens, just sit on the sideline in his helmet. So I went to see them after the game, and this is what Brady said. We're comfortable in whatever conditions we have to play in because we practice in it every day. If it snows, we practice. If it rains, we practice. If it's windy, we practice. They don't cancel football games very often. This isn't baseball. You're out there in the elements. You've got to be mentally tough enough. It's one of those days that people would rather be cozied up near the fireplace drinking hot chocolate, but we work on Sundays, and all of us are pretty committed to coming out here and trying to execute in tough conditions.
I still hate it. I still hate cold games. I hate mud games. I hate snow games. I hate rain games.
I know you'd like everything to be indoors. I get that. But the fact is you play outside. So shouldn't you just be outside in it so that you're used to it, so that when this comes up, it's not shocking to you?
You'd think.
I always wonder about that.
I don't
know
if there's correlation. I mean, it's possible maybe there's a team that also it was really, really good and won the Super Bowl despite practicing indoors all the time. I'm not sure the answer to that. So according to the Chicago Tribune, Tiger Woods has committed to be the lead designer of a reimagination of two Southside golf courses into one championship tournament level course. These would be Jackson Park and South Shore. These are two city-run, century-old courses, according to Teddy Greenstein here, with enormous potential. And thinking that somehow these could be put together and recast, reimagined, remodeled into something absolutely world-class with great views and some stunning. They think the bones of what they have there, that the actual properties
could really support something phenomenal. I don't know if you've played either.
No.
And I don't know if you know what the Golf Cognoscenti are saying about this, but or how you feel about Tiger Woods as a course designer.
Yeah, I don't know what his history is exactly. I mean, I know he just I know he's getting deep into it probably as he thinks about the next part of his golf career. But I wonder if the president had something to do with this, because at some point he may want to move back here to the South Side.
Ah.
And I know he's not going to anytime soon because his kids are in school in Washington and he's going to stay there for a while.
But it's not he could walk, if he wants to be on the South Side, he could go play Beverly or he could go. There's any number of places.
He could play anywhere he wants
right,
to play.
Right, he could
play.
Just show
but,
up and
but
play.
I'm just, but I mean, wouldn't that be, that'd be a stone's throw, wouldn't it, for him?
$30 million renovation, groundbreaking in the spring. They want to complete the 18-hole championship course, plus either a short course or par 3 course in 2020. Jackson Park will remain open in 2017 and 2018, and the yet-to-be-named championship course will remain public with discounted tee times for local residents.
That's great for the South
Side. It is great.
So I'm going to give you some names. This is a list of the players with the highest WAR through two seasons. Highest WAR through two seasons.
Any two seasons or the first two seasons?
First two seasons.
Okay.
I'm going to give you names 2 through 6 on the list. Frank Robinson, Ted Williams, Joe DiMaggio, Paul Wehner, Albert Pujols. Do you want to guess who number one is on the list?
Josh Bagley.
No.
Mike Trout.
That would have been my guess.
Chris Bryant.
Chris Bryant is correct, Matt Abatacola. 13.6 through two seasons. Highest ever through two seasons. It's pretty good to be on top of that. Was that a high five I heard back there, Matt? What was that?
Oh, that's
sure
the sports
was.
Office. Yeah, you know that sports office high five sound. That's what? That's where
that's
sports
a trivia
like.
High five sound, too, there, I'll tell you.
There you go.
Nicely done, Matty.
Thank you.
That's the second half. We do it every day around this time, and at 4 o'clock, Brian Billick is going to join us. When we come back, I know Barry had a bunch of notes from, there's another one, a bunch of notes from last night's Hawks game. There was some stuff going on. It was a kind of a raggedy game, but fairly entertaining if you don't need low-scoring games to get excited about hockey. The Boers and Bernstein Show, you are listening to The Score.
Out of Rumbo.
Mully here from the Mully and Hanley Show. Mornings 5 to 9. The Bears are 3-10 and now take on the dreaded Packers for the second time this season. We're talking about this divisional showdown right up to game time. So get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 6-7 of The Score and 6-7ofthescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
So, Gabe, you got your first box from Fashion Store. Need to tell me all about it.
Well, I got to say it was pretty exciting. I mean, when you get that box, when it comes in, you know you have some items inside of there that you probably wouldn't have picked yourself. So you open up the box and you see 2 to 4 items that have been specifically picked out by a stylist. I personally had like a blue bomber jacket. I probably would have never purchased something like that in my whole entire life. Had a gray thermal underneath. And then they got me these really cool blue and black socks. I got to say, I cannot wait. I literally, seriously cannot wait for my next box to show up.
The socks are really awesome, by the way. I like
those. Thank you.
Because the coolest part is you actually have a personalized stylist who kind of picked those things for you, right? And then they wrote you a note, too.
Yeah, the stylist was really cool. I mean, it seemed as though I had like my own best friend picking my clothes for me. That was the cool thing about it. And they were nice enough to put in a return label. Shipping is free. Didn't have to worry about anything. It was $75 for the box. And I got to tell you, man, the items inside cost well over $100. So I definitely saved some money.
Well, now I know what I'm going to get all the guys in my life for the holidays. To get your box, be sure to go to fashionstore.com.
Beef is aged for 21 days to unlock the full flavors of the cuts. And it's not just steaks that you're going to get in the family gift pack. It's a whole lot more. It's only $49.99, and you get it by going to the main page and entering Dan B in the search bar at omahasteaks.com, and you get 77% off of this. Just for listening, here's what I can give you. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, a 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and they throw in 4 additional kielbasas for free. You get all of that for $49.99. And then you say, well, how again? Well, go to omahasteaks.com and look at the top of the page. There's a search bar. In it, you will type D-A-N-B, Dan B, and it will direct you to the family gift pack. You add it to your cart. You get a 77% savings. Just like that, you have the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
Are you looking for the right path forward?
It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Everyone loves free things, and everyone loves gifts, but free things rarely make great gifts. A free ZTE Maven 2 smartphone when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone is an exception. It makes a great gift. Free chips and salsa from Nacho Jimmy's, not so great. A ZTE Maven 2 with the AT&T 4G LTE network, great. A free pamphlet on transcendental enlightenment you got from a weird guy at the airport, not great. So, this holiday season, give the greatest free gift you can give by giving that special someone a free ZTE Maven 2 when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone for $30. Don't give them a free keychain from Big Mo's Muffler or a handful of after-dinner mints. Free? Yes. Gift-worthy? No. So hurry into AT&T for the best free gift of the holiday season.
All France 12/31/16 online in select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. 4G LTE not available everywhere. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone.
Rent Old Navy for great gifts. Tomorrow only, get jeans for $12 for adults, $6 for kids, and outerwear for $20 for adults, $15 for kids. Better hurry, it's one day only tomorrow at Old Navy. Valid 12/17, select styles in stores only.
Set a date with the talk.
Here we go.
5 days a week.
I am ready to party!
From Major Mondays.
I'm pregnant.
To Fearless Fridays.
Should your ex's friends be off limits?
That's what friends are for!
Five funny women.
Alive!
Who always turn up.
If I had a superpower, it would be eat anything I want and never get fat.
Share your weekdays with the talk.
What a motley crew we all are.
On CBS.
Does matter.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. Home to top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
Hey, it's Boomer and Carton.
Hey, this is Tim Marchman from Deadspin.
Let's pound the pavement and get some news.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Need for Christmas with Menards. You'll find great deals on lighting, decor, storage, and much, much more. Saving you big money on all of your Christmas decor needs. Menards.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
If you are caller 6 to the contest line right now, 312-591-6700, congrats. You'll win a spot for you and three guests to join Mully and Hanley at the 2016 Score Holiday Broadcast. Winners receive the breakfast buffet, soft drinks, and the chance to win great prizes. Brought to you by The Score, Chicago's number one sports talk radio station. This is the Bud Light Who Needs To Tavern Tour. We have Bulls and Bucks tickets for New Year's Eve to give away today. And we have all kinds of Score swag here. You say, well, where's here? Well, we're in Geneva, downtown Geneva, just on the west bank of the Fox River. Here on Main Street at the Old Town Pub and Eatery. Stop by and say hello and start your cold weekend with some cold beer. How about that? We have plenty of Bud Light. You can raise one to right now. So now, Barry, you have your sort of Murph-like, crazy person, schizophrenic notes for the Blackhawks game. And I got a kick out of those Panarin one-timers, which are just, coaches' dreams.
Yeah, who's better at that ever than Panarin? I mean,
ever?
It's his
second year.
I know, but I mean, in terms of being able to convert the one-timer and put it right where he wants to, I mean, I can't think of a lot of guys. There's only a few names that come to mind even that are as sharp as he is on that play. I mean, I think of Ovechkin.
Was that a Jari Kurri thing? I don't know why that name pops into my head.
Well, you think of open nets, and you think
right. How many times a puck would find itself onto his tape?
You know, Gretzky himself was really good at that. But I think of Ovechkin. I think of Steve Larmer. I think of Mike Bossy. But I mean, he is really, really good. It's not just that he's shooting the puck; he's putting it exactly where he wants to.
Well, when I think of Mike Bossy, I think about goals scored as he's falling or a part of his body is just somehow oddly off the ice. He scored some of the most improbable athletic goals that I can remember.
It's funny that you say that, because like Larmer, Bossy wasn't a brilliant skater. It almost looked like he was just barely able to stand out there sometimes. But, you know, one of the all-time great snipers. If he didn't have a bad back, who knows how many goals he would have scored. But the power play in general, which has not been good of late, was particularly good for one very simple reason. And you saw it. I mean, those really pretty plays that you see, that's because they're going east-west like crazy. And those aren't easy passes to make, but you've got to go east-west to get penalty killers moving their feet. I mean, it's not that complicated.
Otherwise, they stay home and they cover the ground with their sticks. They cut off all the lanes.
You don't have to do anything. If you don't make them move their feet, they don't have to do anything. So the key is, what I like about east-west is that, I mean, think about it. It's not that complicated. If you have, I mean, it's what, like 85 feet wide the rink is at that point? But your zone is only, what, 60, 65 feet? So what's the best way to get guys moving their feet? That's east-west as much as possible. And north-south is good, too, as long as you're making them move their feet.
Sometimes there's exchanges that you see from wing to point where you say, well, why did they do that? And the only reason was to get somebody to move. It's sort of like pre-snap motion in a football game.
Right. When your power play is bad, it's almost always because you're just standing around and you're not moving the puck. Move the puck. Make them move their feet. And that's what they did really well last night.
Especially when you lack the big sort of power forward type for an umbrella set where you can plant somebody there to get in the goalie's way, which the Hawks, outside of Bufflin, really never have had. And they've sort of played everything using Kane as the igniter, as the catalyst off of the half boards.
It last night reminded me of the great Hawk power plays of the 80s when you had Larmer sitting down there for the one-timer. You had Savard on the half boards. He was the guy making it all happen. It was the opposite side because Savard would have been
a right-handed stick.
Right. And you had the phenomenal shot of Doug Wilson at the point. You had Secord in front of the net. Bob Murray also had a really good shot. He was on the right point. But the key is they moved the puck. You know, Savard was the guy who made it all happen. The key was the puck movement. Sometimes Wilson and Savard would play catch. Just play catch until finally you could either get it down low to Secord or you could move it across to Larmer. And that's what they did last night.
The principles are very similar to getting a post entry in the NBA. Really very similar of skip passes. They say against a zone defense, you can either try to move the ball really, really quickly or move yourself really, really quickly. And there's, depending on how a team's going to defend it, both can work. But the principles are the same. It's patience and angles and finding the backdoor play when they least expect it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't watch a lot of soccer.
Oh, it's absolutely the same.
But it seems exactly the same to me.
I remember the Karl-Heinz Grenitzer used to post up when they would run they're in the zone, whatever you want to call it, half court offense, where Grenitzer would plant his butt right in front of the goalie about 10 feet out.
Let the ball do the work. Or in basketball, let the ball do the work. In hockey, let the puck do the work. It's not really, you know, something that is brand new in any way. It's really not all that complicated. Just make that you have an extra guy. It's like you should never lose a puck battle. You should never lose a race. You have the extra guy. It was a fun game to watch, though, last night. And they did lose a lot of puck battles last night. They lost a lot of races. Even Duncan Keith, who was so good in his own zone, he lost one with about, I don't know, 25, 30 seconds left that could have been really dangerous. They weren't particularly sharp against a really bad team, but they did what they had to do. It was a very entertaining game to watch. I thought they made some adjustments. In the third period, they basically took away the Islanders' ability of their defenders to get involved in the offense. So how do you do that? How do you take away their defense from being a part of the offense? How do you do that?
Sometimes by being enough of an offensive threat that they don't feel, they feel that they will get burned if they come up and pinch too hard or jump into the play as it's cycling.
That's an easy way to do it. Another way to do it is to make sure that your forwards are responsible in their own end. Like early in the game last night, you had a lot of really bad passes from your defense. Well, if your forwards don't give you a place to go and they're not moving, it's really hard for you to find an outlet, and you're going to see a lot of bad passes. And some of that is having young guys up front who, you know, sometimes get caught watching the play and don't know where to go. But I thought
that's the Bobby Portis rule.
Just stand there because you don't know what to do?
And then run somewhere like you're a frightened cat. And you just sort of jump just on the couch.
Your hair on fire and just run around?
Yes, right. He practices that.
There was a...
Bobby Portis does. He just starts running around in circles occasionally.
When the bench was on the floor, it's funny that you say that, because when the bench was on the floor, there were three or four potential three-on-twos that never developed because the third guy did not know where to go.
Correct.
And it's just...
Yes,
all you have to do is fill a lane or go down and drag somebody around so that it opens up a spot instead of just running behind the guy who's on your side.
Northside Q is on the score. What's up, Q?
Hey, guys. Not trolling you at all. Are you excited about this Tiger Woods golf course thing?
I don't know if I'm... It doesn't really affect me. I'm not going to be going to the South Side to play, I don't think.
Well, excited?
Let me give you some reasons why I am. Barry, maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong on some of these things. You know, one of the things is when they redesigned Cog Hill, right, the pros hated it. And unfortunately, the Jemsek family, the nicest people in the world, I don't think the BMW Championship's ever going back to Cog Hill. Right?
Yeah,
Conway a couple times.
They thought they were going to get a U.S. Open out of that queue. That was the whole point of the redesign.
Absolutely. And it's a shame that they were going to get anything out of it. Then you look at Medina. Medina has bad relationships with the PGA now. They're not friendly anymore. You know, Ryder Cup kind of has a black mark on it now because of the comeback. You go down to Olympia Field, that's a forgotten major track. And then you take a look at, you know, hey, Butler, until they get out of the Stone Ages, they're never getting a major championship, nor did they care. And all those places are outside of the city. They're outside of the city. And it's been quoted, I believe it was Tim Fincham, the outgoing commissioner, that said, when is Chicago getting their next major? And he joked that it's Erin Hills up in Wisconsin. So, look, if you can get a BMW championship quality place in the city with the skyline, kind of like at the Deutsche Bank, you know, you get that NYC skyline.
Yeah, it'd be great.
That's huge. And think about it. Even with a $30 million price tag, remember, there's dirt and sand that has to be moved. That's the quoted price tag right now. Those idiots on Oak Island spent $2 million two nights ago to drill the whole 140 feet deep, and they got excited for wood. So $30 million for a new golf course on the south side, man, let's do it.
Thank you, Q. We appreciate it. Brian Billick is going to join us next. We'll talk a little bit of football and the score.
Every Monday during football season is an Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. Your ticket to an incredible day-long recap of every game. Plus, reaction from all of our shows and team of football experts starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Henley and continuing throughout the day. The Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by the Ed Napleton Automotive Group. Second to none since 1931.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry in for great last-minute deals on the perfect holiday gift, like a Stanley 68-piece mechanics tool set with rolling tool chest for only $79. Plus, get up to 30% off select holiday items. Lowe's. Save time, save money, save the holidays. Tool offer valid 12/14 through 12/24. Holiday offer applies to items marked with yellow price clearance labels. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, all sales final. Holiday clearance items are non-refundable. See store for details. U.S. only.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
Interesting items in music.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let It Snow has made its way into Christmas culture since it was written in 1945. It was written by two Jewish songwriters in Hollywood. They wrote it in the midst of a heat wave while they longed for a cool down. Even though the song is known as a Christmas carol, the song never mentions Christmas at all.
This week in music history.
This week in 1969, the Jackson 5 made their first network television appearance in the U.S. when they appeared on The Ed Sullivan Show. This week in 1970, the Doors played what would be their last ever live show with frontman Jim Morrison. This week in 1982, Karen Carpenter made her...